that all of our superior knowledge of listening, reflecting, and meditating may increase, and that we thus may be able to benefit limitless beings. In Mahayana, aspirational prayers are very important. Therefore, one has to repeat them again and again.
Namo Lokhi Choraye Kange Chukun Do Me Se Chan Do Ve Don Lai Shik Do Zan Se Lama Dung A Ma Le Da De Do Le Zho Pe San Che Sen Pe Sem Le Rung De Sir Da De Shin Dung A Da Yang Da Che Wa Cha Sen La Ne So
Do you have questions?
Rinpoche says, you are right. It is actually like that one should first develop bodhicitta, or he says you should have bodhicitta as a base to develop pure vision. In Mahayana, one differentiates between two types of root practices, which is the development of relative bodhicitta and the development of absolute bodhicitta. With relative bodhicitta is meant that you imagine that all sentient beings at one point have been your father or your mother, and thus you develop the motivation that you want to reach the state of Buddhahood for to benefit all these sentient beings who at one point have been your father or your mother. This is the relative bodhicitta. And the absolute bodhicitta is an intention to realize the absolute, to realize the true nature of all phenomena, which is emptiness. if you have both of these types of bodhicitta developed, then it is easy to also to develop pure vision. But without that, it is very difficult. Though sometimes it is possible if in previous lives you have developed bodhicitta already, then it might be easier for you in this life to directly develop pure vision. But most of us, we have to take the relative and also the absolute type of bodhicitta as a base, and based on that, we should develop pure vision.
Jetan tepa la te samaso. Tepa la lama la tepa sanje la tepa chu la te chor so yo bare. Chu lo jo ma ze ka yo ma ze ko ni lama la tepa sanje la tepa che ge yo re te nda o pe na ma pa la na ro pe chem te pa sanje tepa che pa ta tepa te ko ni ko ndu phe ba nam da le yo bare. Then, Melare Pala, Marpen Sin Tepatanje Tepa Chepata, Tepa, the Chonoma, Sembare, Cherry, Cherry, Sembareno. Then Tabur and Buchilla, Melare, Pensin, Tepatanje Tepa, Chembuchibare, Young Tepate, Tambu Chembuchi, Ma, Yamma, Sombare, Yam Personore. Then Rabu Tepate, Seram Namala, Dene Lama, a temper, Pakam, Nepalatine, Tambuni Tepa, Chembuchi, Tepate. Here, here, somewhere. Then, Rabuina, then he lent you. Jevangam lent to Tepa, the lent to Tepa, you know. Then he didn't know. Lende Sigmari Munde Mari, the Jevangam lent to the Tepa. Yeah. Then Tepa, the Chinese Yam Yomari, Marpa, Melata, Pitepa, the Kongi competition on Tepa, here, here, somewhere. Namtala.
Mapas.
Ah.
Sula Tepa.
Marpa ka naro pinchi. Marpa lama naro yin. Naro lama telo yin. Mil loma marpa yin. Mil lama marpa yin. Mil loma tako yin. Techua kuyo.
Generally, one speaks of three types of faith. First is the faith into the Lama, the second is the faith into the Buddha, and the third is the faith into the Dharma. And it is possible even without having studied much about Dharma to develop faith into the Lama or into the Buddha. This is proven by the life stories of several siddhas. For example, Marpa, just by hearing the name of his teacher, Naropa, he developed an incredible faith. And this faith never decreased, but it was incredibly increasing more and more. The same happened to Milarepa. As soon as he heard just the name of Marpa, his teacher, his faith was increasing. And the same happened to the disciple of Milarepa, Gampopa. When Gampopa was hearing just the name of Milarepa, also his faith was incredibly increasing, and it never decreased. It was just increasing more and more. And this is a sign that they already have developed faith into their lamas in previous lives. It is a sign that they have developed habitual tendencies to rely on a lama already in previous lives, that they have this ability to rely on a lama already from previous lives. So they their faith will never decrease, but will increase more and more.
Tene kake tangpo tepa si jiso jenengpo dode tepa nyamdo re ti tepa te tene lente tepa mare linde imbatare te nabola linde singto lumbu tepa. Lumbu si jite lumbu si jite hiramepa tepa.
Tangpo
di le, lente tepa. Tangpo di lente, lente sejati. Jawa ngama lama tempe le yore. Tintu le tinte tanda tepa je. Lente tepa. Isuma, lente tepa.
So this kind of faith which you automatically develop to your lama, which you bring from previous lives with you, is called a faith that you have due to your previous karma already. Then there are some persons who in the beginning have an incredible big faith to the lama, but after some time they just this faith decreases and they don't have any faith anymore. This kind of faith is called the faith of those who have lesser understanding.
Lama la tepa che tene jiso tepa nyam do te lumbe te var maka ke jale nyim batan du so van jo tepa che se ta te jale tang mare te de nyam do re te da wala jale ni
some people play the jaling and they develop faith in their lama but
jaling
some time or some a long period of time they don't have any faith anymore.
Tene saja ma ka che la tang bu te pa kan de che su se de jaling tu ni tu te pa che su se do. Ro jaling tu ni te pa che su se pe so ban jo tu so te te pa che su se. Ta che ye san do san te pa che su se do.
De pa che su.
Te pa che va. Te pa che su se do. Tangbu tepa. Then it man yamas on the digging do kaki yam doy. Akazua. Then yams on the tenny, linde now, limpitepa in the
tari. One speaks of some Westerners who, from the beginning, have an incredible faith and they play all the musical instruments and all these instruments and things like this, that increases their faith also.
Then Rao do yam. Hirap je tepa te je tor te penna mala re bala chini je toram lob de kepa kahe tambon kepa som mala re bala choba ja ngi bare tambon mala re bala tepa yo mare chu kanya mai chi pa kupa chun de chim bu chin chin do san bare de ni te ko so mala re pa kam den le yo mala re bala choba ja de mala re pe de ni tawa samo gomba samo choba samo sungur sungba le tin de Then they patched the malaria paloma chas on it. So, Tamke, the Ni Hirab did on a tambo de by your mare. Then it is so tagom samula tinte, then they patched over it. So, then I will hear up the gin on the tepare. Hear up the gis and over tepare. They patted hear up the gis and over.
There is a third type of faith, which is called the faith which. Comes from wisdom or knowledge. For example, at the time of Milarepa, there were three scholars who did not have any faith at all in Milarepa. And they just came up to see Milarepa in order to debate with him. And they actually thought, this is just a stupid yogi who never studied, who doesn't know anything. Therefore, they wanted to defeat him in debate. But when the debate was happening, Milarepa was showing that he understood a lot by singing the song about the profound view, the profound meditation, and the profound action. And thus he convinced these three scholars, and the scholars developed faith into Milarepa. This type of faith is called a faith which comes from knowledge or which comes from intelligence, because through your knowledge you understand something, and through your understanding you develop faith.
Tene kepa som de tepelen ta da gurbam na ni yore kiram ke chiram gongu yo se ke do chiram am de kande se gongu yo se tabai che de chiram je songol songol Kiranga Salon Tigli, the Candesa Gongu, Sitipala, Salon Tigli Sungota. Kiranga Saja Chembo, the Candesa Gongu, Saja Chembo Sungur Sumbare. The new consul, Kela, Jum Mantombare, Yentin Tomare, Tene Tepachi, Lomachason. Some Tambu Kepason. Kepason.
The song which Milarepa sang at the to the three scholars is also within the 100,000 songs of Milarepa. The situation was that the three scholars were asking Milarepa how to meditate, or how he is meditating. They were asking, how do you meditate on the development state? And then Milarepa answered with a song of the development state. Then they were asking, how do you meditate on Nadi, Prana, and Bindu? Then Milarepa was answering with a song of Nadi, Prana, and Bindu. Then they were asking, how do you meditate on Mahamudra? And in return, Milarepa would sing the song of Mahamudra. So they couldn't find any fault in what Milarepa said, instead only qualities. Therefore, they developed faith and became his students. Why was that they developed faith? Because they saw that within the song of the development state, or this song about the development stage, was in accordance to the tantras. It presented the view of the union of appearance and emptiness, and the song of Nadi, Prana, and Bindu was in accordance with the Vajrayana tantras. And also within the song of Mahamudra, Milarepa presented such a profound view that these scholars couldn't find any fault, but they just developed faith and became his students.
Tene jiso loton talo ni ge chaba ja bare tang bu ke ba som de loton talo konso tan ba zo bore konso lo man ra bore ndo som tan ne mala re be lo man cha so ne jiso loton da talo ni ge chaba ja bare mala re be jun thor mang bo tin ne yang tang bo te pa ma ji bare jun thor san la te pa ma ji bare jiso talo tene jo bu she so ma re ndo loton jiso tene Malare Pesongar Samosol Yichite, then Malare Peloma Javare. Malare Pesuntur Mambo Tene Yang, Tambutre and Pateba, Machevarendo. Juntur Sana Tepa Machegamevarendo. Then it is a Malare Palacadi Hun and Tagum Samotes of Song Balatinde, then Loton and Giso, then Malare Peloma Chasmore. The Hirab de Jindang de Juntur Sana Tene Tepecheg Yomare, then Chuje Nega Samo Yona, then Chule Tende, this Chusumba Politevigil. The Hirab Jinang Lore, Malare Namda Desoldano Tini, Tepe Jindanda, Hirab Jinanganga Yavari, Payabu.
The Lotin Dalo Kepa Shendare
Lot
the Kepa Sunginanga
Kepa Sum the Giginda would console Heda Chigrino. Tambun kepa som tamare te malare pa loma chava ko so malare pa chaje be che do tamare jiso ta lotong ta lo korangi to bole tela lorji mangbo lo ma lorji lo do tene malare pa jongdor mangbo tin ne yan te pa ma che bole jiso tene malare pa som na tin de lo talo che som re lotong malare pa loma chava dawa mangbo shin do ba ha tso ga chin do yu sa re
These three scholars were actually sent by their teachers. There were two important teachers at that time. One was called Lotan and the other was called Dalo.
Dalo.
So after these three scholars became Milarepa students, then the teachers themselves appeared at Milarepa's side and tried and wanted to see what is happening. So Milarepa showed them many miracles. He showed many miracles, but just by the miracles, they weren't impressed and they didn't develop any faith. Unfortunately, Dalo, the one of those, died after that, but the other one, who was called Lotan, he studied with Milarepa, he listened to his speech, and after some time, he developed faith. He developed trust in what Milarepa said, because Milarepa was elaborating about the profound view, meditation, and action. And through study, then, he developed faith in Milarepa. So this is an example also for this kind of faith which follows study or which follows intelligence or knowledge. Because these scholars, these teachers, were not at all impressed by the miracles of Milarepa, but through their study afterwards, they developed faith into the Dharma and they developed faith into Milarepa.
Then Khonso Milarepa Trapuk Tungpa La Yoga Yere Kusong Thukin Yo Mare, Incheba Yo Mare Kanya Mepa Trapuk Tungpa Na Dede Tene Kusong Thukin Mado, Incheba Mado Tsundu Chenpo Jinji Cheta Banda Wuri Sangu Yere Khonso Cheta Banda Cheta Banda Malaria.
Was ist Cheta?
Cheta. Cheta. Kakien Tini, Tini Cheta, Cheta Malaria, Pala, Cheta, but he said, Cheta, but you just think, Kusong took in your mare, Cheba, Baya, your mare, Ta, Cheta, and I will go to the door somewhere. Cheta, no. Don't need Cheta, no. Cheta, go you are. Yeah.
Milarepa was meditating in an empty cave. There was nothing in this cave. There was no shrine, nothing to offer. And therefore, people said he is a nihilist. Somebody, a nihilist who doesn't have anything to offer, who doesn't believe in anything. The only thing he had, Rinpoche said, was diligence.
Yam Malarepa Gombom the Gombom Nan and Lord Chili and Tini Keta Chili Yang Malarepa La Cheta is a Kurpata. Cheta was a legend of the Chavangas. Then Malarepa Chet and Tini Keta de la Penne, then Travaso Commambo, Dong Hakuzon, Dong Takwaka Damba, La Sopa Lodjumambu. Then Jesus Consul. Malare Pesongor song, then Tepati, then Nani, Lekor Charabasachi, Yorete, Heda Nani, Pechavan Kepachi, Malare Peloma Chasong, Lekor, mainly Lekor Charabasiki. Then Dawa Tesota, Hirab di Jinangre, Tango Teba, Yo Maricheta, Brisamudo, then Jesus, song the Yachi, the Ten Loma Chasong, song the Yachi in the Loma Chapare, Chuji Jinangse, Chuji Jisun Drangte, Chuse Papolate. Chusumba polate, patipate, then he rub the jindanga tevare. He rub la tempe tevare.
There are many stories like that in the 100,000 songs of Milarepa. Also, many stories where scholars said that Milarepa is a nihilist. Rinpoche says a nihilist is somebody who doesn't believe in karma and fruition. There was, for example, one scholar who was called Lekor Charava. He came from a Buddhist university, which was a very strict Buddhist university where the monks were beaten up. They were tied by ropes and beaten up. That was how they were taught. And this Lekor Charava first
went. Lekor Charava Travati or Pechava.
Pechatawa.
Pechava Sena Ma Loma. Kepa.
Yes, this Lekor Charava was a scholar who studied at this university, a monk. He at first at all didn't have any faith. But after some time listening to Milarepa, listening to Milarepa's speech, then he developed faith in the Dharma, and through his studying, through his knowledge, which came from listening to Milarepa's speech, he developed faith. So he is also an example for those who develop faith after having listened or after having studied or using their intelligence and knowledge.
Then Dawata, Tepala, Junse Mepe Lunde, Lentu Tepa, Hirab de Tepa, Hirab la Tempe Tepa Soblo.
In this way, there are three types of faith. The first one is the faith of those who lose their faith in the end, which is called the faith of those who are not very bright. The second one is the faith which comes about due to that which one had in previous lives already, which is called the faith based on karma. And the third type of faith is this last type of faith, which is called the faith which follows, which comes about due to knowledge or intelligence. There's actually another type of faith which is called the faith due to the abilities of a siddha or due to the power of a siddha. The example of that is Sherawa Gumpo Dorje. That is the hunter from the story, the hunter of the with the deer and the dog. It was due to the power of Milarepa that, first of all, the deer arrived at Milarepa's place, the deer who was frightened completely, and Milarepa was able, with his siddhis, to pacify his fear. And then the dog arrived at Milarepa's place, who was completely angry hunting this deer, and Milarepa was able, due to his siddhis, to pacify his anger. And after that, the hunter himself arrived, also completely angry, and he had a very bad anger, but still, due to Milarepa's abilities, Milarepa was able to pacify his anger, which actually was not an easy thing. It was quite difficult.
Tene dorje tegwe lola tanda pepa te pepa tana te se no jinjik ten tam te nandong yenmi ji yariye ka nang kyu ji simchen tam te la ta lamo am yedam je tepa nam chi cho je yishi so Shibam ta jubit deba gugu yore. Dini din rabi deba di tikpa jimbi lola kunzob sangchuk semta dundan sangchuk semti yapo mina yang jaya kali kabu yore.
So in Vajrayana one needs faith also. One needs faith to be able to develop pure vision. You have to have the faith that the outer vessel is just appearance and emptiness, inseparable, like the palace of the deities. You have to have the faith that the inner contents, the beings, are like gods, goddesses, and yidams. You have to have the faith that the eight types of consciousness which you have are primordial awarenesses. For to develop this faith which is needed for Vajrayana, it is good if you have developed the Mahayana relative bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta. If you haven't, then it is difficult to develop the Vajrayana faith and thus to develop pure vision.
Tene jagar je trutup je chatsab je marwe. Nani thano pa tan khinlo basi ju yore. Teso tam je pugu chung chung ka kapso trutup tendu le tsikye kake thapa la tenbe. Tene trubat thop sumba ye var. Teso tam je kewa ngama lan jamba ngwendu sumba tendu. Tene tsende tsikye kake thapa la tenbe. Tene te tong to. So, Roba toba da jewa ngama la mangbo jang sare. Tini se te le la wo chung.
Tangni la pa.
Tang lo pa, xing lo pa ngay la chung. Tang lo pa, xing lo pa. Tukto jaji nang na te lo jir. Jaji sa jir.
There are some stories of, within the stories of the 84 siddhas, two of them, Tanglopa and Xinglopa, to them it happened that when they were a small child, they just heard some verses of the Dharma, and just by merely hearing them, they understood the meaning and gained their siddhaship, or they became a siddha. This is also an example for this so-called faith, which is dependent on karma, because it is a sign that in previous lives they had heard that already and they had been a siddha in previous lives already. Therefore it could happen that in being a small child, just merely hearing these verses, they attained siddhaship.
Chiransu namthar lo nyung yu jire. Tanda yang namthar jyepa chi jyo yore. Inji ke da parinzi ke la tem jo kutin giri sambayo. Lo niyabudu. Rwa. Mama yang dhudu chindu lo yu jire chiransu. Tini machi labdi dhurman dhavu yinu. Tini tanda yom jending dhusom se jyepa tonta jyepa sikiri. Poti chonyi yabare. Poti chonyi te. Dava chigla tsa sumchu thamba lovare. Nima rere la pota chunyi lo tsaka yore. Pula tini ma chigla abji dhuyaman rabo lo njokpo tsaani ma jomore sikido. Pota trok tsam. Ti kapsa pota trok lo tapa chig yobare se. Te ma to tini pota chunyi ma chigla abdo nima chigla pota chunyi tanga tsaka yore. Tini bom pota chunyi lo lokpa tsam mayen pa tongpa nyeje tong la samno tangde. Tini tongpa nyeje tong to te tong nyeje trukto marcha vare. This is not Lokpa the Nyambo Gom Jatogre. Kakeka Lokpa and Gom Japan Garvari Sangudu, the young so ching in on Ruyungre. Lokpa the Nyambo Yang Gom Jatogre. Penna Machila Gung. Itchiranson Bom Lone appear. Bom Sasunjalo, Madame Natsachi Lone and Kalbasan. The law lay lavore, Bom the Tumbani, Tumbani, Setumbani, Nang Tumbani. तो निका तुम्बानी तोंडां बा तुम्बानी 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 थाले ये लोग ही रहे दुबा कौन सा कहिए तेज लोग रहे या मर गए.
Another story, that one of Machik Labdrin. Machik Labdrin was just born from her mother, and she was wondrous and wonderful already. She, Rinpoche says, most of us might know that, the story of Machik Labdrin, because her life story is translated. There is a short version of the life story, which is translated in many languages already, and a more detailed version is going to be published very soon in English and in French. She was able to recite a very expanded version of the Prajnaparamita, which contained 12 volumes. All these 12 volumes she could recite in one day. At those days, there was only one Lama who could recite very quickly, and the most he could recite in one day was 6 volumes. But Machik Labdrin could recite all the 12 volumes just in one day. And it wasn't that she was just reciting, she was meditating upon the meaning of emptiness at the same time. So thus, by reading it and meditating on the meaning of emptiness, she gained siddha, namely the siddha of emptiness. Rinpoche says some people of some persons think that one cannot combine reading and meditating. But there is an example, namely Machik Labdrin. She could do it, so it proves that one can do it. Rinpoche says it's a very important text, this text of Prajnaparamita, if we read it just one time in our lives, then that would be beneficial already. There are some of us who read it in part. Actually, Rinpoche says it's very easy reading it. It's just dealing with emptiness. He was reciting parts of it where in each sentence emptiness was mentioned.
Okay, now then. Then, Maji loved the drama, the Chetan Jitrin drama to Bade, Jeva Mambo. Drama to Parina, Maji loved the drama Ranga. Kewa nguma tema tapa te pende ta tundu zambore yang pumu mare pore tundu namta la te na te ne trupa ta su pata pumu yang jura zogar ma to ta do pote pole che pumu de pumu ne che ma te ya ya pa sa no ka ko pende ta tundu zambore pende ta tun jaga ro pota la la do pa ja de ne pende ta tundu zambore yedam je long te de tene pola keva lang de ma che lab ju dwe ma che par na che ta dwe ma tro par na keva ngwe ma te ma tha pa te por yin do pen de ta twen do zam bo che par di se na po ta po mi keva yin chen je ju ro zo gre che ma to ta ta do po po yin po mo po mo yin na tene ta kwa cha gre tun du yang yo ma
generally an emanation of Tara, but in her immediate previous life she was actually a Pandita Dendrup Zangpo. This Pandita Dendrup Zangpo was meditating in India on a mountain which was called Potala, and gave up this body and was reborn in Tibet in the form of Machik Lapjun. Rinpoche says this is a sign that during all your lifetimes you might change your sex. Sometimes you might be a man, sometimes you might be reborn as a woman. That is a sign that it is not always that you have the same sex in each life, but it's changing. If you had the same sex in each life, then this would come close to something permanent, and this is not true.
The name Machik Lapjun je chu ji nyamin te yang nyamin tsaba ti ye re te pa chen bu lo le sem chen je ton de jön nang bon kho ba che se ma tong ba de ne gu gu do de de sem chen je ton se gu gu do de la ma jo wa la tun ni je ta ba go go yo ba re do kho ba jön nang bon ne ba la tun ni je ta ba tong ba ni ma yin na den do mi no Jöyenang po nepala zo to gumare, sem jo gare. Kobar sem jinji tondo, jöyenang po nepa sel, tonyi jitaba gumare. Sem jinji tondo sepa, sem jinji lu mudong bala, nyingji gumare, nyingji nyami, nyipa nyingji. Nyingji te sem jinji lu mudong bala, sem jinji tondo sepa la nyingji nyami gumare. Tene sanchok sempa chotem gumare, sanchok sempa chotem de tsuo yinpin je chotem re. Yinpin ji tsotem te yona yin la nai pa yang zo go ma re nai pa pang te pen pa do gu pa se na yinpin ji tsotem tene derhik ji se nap sanje ta sanjo sanpa nam ji se nap la ten te tene sorban te pa tan che pa parwa la so pa yore ti ye yona na chang go yore This division is also according to what was taught in the sutras. First of all, one has to have the division, the view of emptiness. This is because in Mahayana, one abides as long as all sentient beings are brought to the state of Buddhahood. This is a very long time in samsara. If you don't have an understanding and the view of emptiness, you can't bear it. If you think samsara is something truly existent, you won't bear it and you will get frustrated just by staying such a long time in samsara.
Therefore, first of all, you need the view and an understanding of emptiness. The second one is you need compassion, because you work for the benefit of all sentient beings, therefore you need compassion, and you don't want to exclude any being from your mind. You don't want to mentally discard any being, therefore you need compassion as the second. The third one is right conduct, namely mostly the right conduct of benefiting others. Here one mainly gives up harming others and one works for the benefit of others. The fourth one, one needs the blessing of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and therefore one prays and makes aspiration prayers. All these four steps are included in the chill practice.
Tene chetang teba tela kaju yelo sadhe chenpa lok tatde se na lama ye khe bare kanza jupa lama si jute tene dorjen chang ne zong te rang lama par do jupa tela kanza chik ni chik do jue te nyam su lama re dorjen chang ne rang lama par je jupa la teba se pa te Then Kansa Juba Lamare. Then Dehi Nyeba Dehi Kai Lamare. Dehi Kai Lamate Devar Shepa Sanjay Sanjay Ka Ranga Lamar Temba. Sanjay Ka La Tusan Gomsom say. Sanjay Ka Nyamsa Lama. Then Sanjay Ka Te Ranga Lama Chagir. Tela Dehi Kai Lama Sigil. Then Dehi Ka Te Yapoji Hibaino. Nama tamche yang lamanda wacha gare nama tamche lamanda wacha pakap so nama la tin te chuje ton ko wacha on pakap so nama dai lama se nama dai lama te tene nama nama jorwa la tin te mata pakko wa la so bata mambo ye bare nama dai lama nama tamche lama yin banda wacha gare bare Then Tandan Chukilama said, Rang the same genel of the Chukore Rang the same genel of Chukate Chukatela Rang the same genel of Chukayambate Rangin Namdak Chukare Mato, lower to Raj Chukamare Rang the same genel of Rangin Namdak Chukala Yi Chite Tesomapar Yi Chite Then Rang the same genel of Ramzon Rakwe Yehi Am Chujikote Teta Lama Tok Yeva Mepa Ngishiji Omba Kapso Ten Tuandang Chukwi Lama Sikino Ten Tartok Tuandang Chukwi Lama La Njarwam Tuandang Chukwi Lama La Tepa Chikogino Lama Tangpo Somte Dehikai Kansa Juba Lama Dehikai Lama Nama Dai Lama Te Kunzob De Lama Re Tuandang Chukwi Lama Jarso Te Lama Te Tuandang je lama risa ne dike ikhara sambayo. Te tepa che sortan, tepa sayo layan yeva yeva. Marive.
To whom do we have faith? In, for example, in the Karma Kagyu lineage, or especially in Mahamudra, there one speaks of four types of lamas. The first type of lama is the individual lama included in the lineage. This is that the lineage is passed down from lama to lama, personally in an oral transmission from starting from Dorje Chang to your own lama. So it is so this lama we develop faith to is your own lama who is part of the lineage, an individual who is part of the lineage. The second type of lama is called the lama who is the speech of the Tathagata, or the Lama who is the Buddha's speech. Here it is that you study the Buddha's speech, you listen, reflect, and study what the Buddha has said. You practice, you put that into practice, and thus the speech of the Buddha becomes your Lama, because that is your teaching. Or the word of the Buddha becomes your Lama. The third type of Lama is when you continue putting this word of the Buddha into practice, then you will watch all appearances and find the appearances your Lama. So this type of Lama is called the Lama who is a Lama as a sign, or a Lama who manifests as a sign in appearances. This is, for example, if you watch appearances, you see appearances change, and thus you understand what impermanence is. So all the appearances become your Lama. The fourth type of Lama is the absolute Lama, Dharmakaya. Here it is your own true nature of mind, which is the Dharmakaya. Speaking of the Dharmakaya in this context, it is the naturally pure Dharmakaya. It is not the Dharmakaya which you reach after having become rid of your adhering or temporary stains. It's the naturally pure Dharmakaya which is talked about here, which is your own true nature of mind. This is the ultimate Lama. This is the absolute Lama, and this Lama, which is your own true nature of mind, the ultimate Dharmakaya, this is the one you really, truly have to meet. Speaking of the first three types of Lamas, namely the individual who follows, who is part of the lineage, the second one, the word of the Buddha, and the third one, appearances as a Lama, these three are all relative Lamas, whereas the fourth one is the absolute Lama. So Rinpoche talked about the way how one developed faith, different types of ways or methods how to develop faith, and here now also about the objects to whom one can develop faith.
Dorji tepe lo la tepa jewa la yang tumung do te tekpa jimpe lang kunzob sanjuk sem dan tuandang sanjuk sem di nyamni yu no te dorji tepe lo la tepa tang tang nang jile la wuyung yu.
In brief, to develop the right faith for Vajrayana, if you have already developed the relative bodhicitta and the absolute bodhicitta according to Mahayana, it is much easier to develop the right faith for Vajrayana and also to develop pure vision. Was that enough answer for your question? I think I don't quite get your question.
Okay, my question is basically, what I write now is if one meditates on emptiness, one will realize equality and pure appearance will arise by itself. So through emptiness, realization of emptiness, one realizes equality. In other words, of all sameness, equanimity, develops compassion towards all beings.
I can't remember that I said that.
Yeah.
Was it in the church context?
No,
yesterday. Yesterday. And do you want him to elaborate on that?
Yeah, no, no.
No, what I wanted to ask him is if equality, the realization of equality, is the fruition of bodhicitta.
Then nyamni gidan tokpa te di jangchok sem gi rebu damchik parave.
Nyamba ni je to to na. Nyamba ni la ye che pa. Nyamba ni ha kova tu ne kova tu pi kirabre. Nyamba ni la takke tang ne kirab je te tu mi na san pi kirabre. Te nyam ni ngon sum to to na pak pa sa to bre. Tenda wo to.
If you just merely hear about equality and understand what equality means, then this is superior knowledge of listening. If you analyze what equality is and clear away all your doubts about equality, then this is the superior knowledge of reflecting. If you realize equality directly, then you will attain the no Arya Bhumis or the Bodhisattva Bhumis.
The Nyamni to Sajita Ton Tambar Chitam Jeje Nelo Nyambanyere Nyamni Yinaya Dambar Hinde Namdo Tordiore Namdo Torba Hina. The Nyamni Jitun Mundu Javare Mato Nyamni Seleji Sarpati Yang Tonyam every.
La.
Dembar khen pa nam ton thar pa khen na tene nyam ni ji to ngon di jo bare
from the absolute point of view the is the true nature of all phenomena is equality but if you take this equality to be truly existent then you are confused and you won't actualize it therefore you have to eradicate all thoughts which cling to equality as being truly existent, and thus you will manifest equality.
Penang mamang simsang jikap sa jik kiwa yin sayo. Mut kanza jik la simchin namjin tonsor hajang mangbu yuware. Simchin sosun tonsor mandrabati rangang ka namdo la tembare. Namdo la tembare mato nilukte niluk ngomati nyamba nyimbita yuri sayamba.
When Rinpoche was describing the state of Chittamatra, the mind-only school, he gave us an example where one single person was seen by different persons in a different way. There he described that it was just their individual thoughts about this person which made the different appearance, and it was not that the true nature of this person was different. But the true nature, so just the thoughts of the persons let the persons make them see this one person differently. And that is a sign for that actually the true nature of this person is equality.
Dona nyamba nyi te sirula sam nyamdo sam goyo mare ngarang tu rangarang yin te nyamba nyi re rangarang yin te kandendo. Nga cho lula ne mi, semla dunga mi, dra mangbo mi ni ye bu kap so rang yak po yin ba nam to do rang ya ra yak po ta zag bo yin ba nam to do de ne rang la lu le ne yo sem la dong a yo ka nga mangbo ye bu kap so rang me ba nam do che gre ti se na zang bu nam to yin che ge do me ba nam do yin che ge do de yin do rang la sem tin yin ji yang thong so ma da ba mangbo ye ba re Tonsor chick marin, tonsor haja mambu yore. When I got ranger and yin the country, Sana, ranger and yin de, Yabany, Malampian, Yabany, Sigurta. They take a chamber kids or yare, Dorje take a lion and you don't go.
This equality we won't find outside. It is actually our own nature. Sometimes it is that we are in a good, healthy body, or our body is healthy, we don't have any mental suffering, we don't have any enemies, and so on. Therefore, we develop the thought, I'm in a good position, I'm happy. Sometimes the opposite is the case, that the body is sick and we have mental suffering, many difficulties and so on. Then we would think, I'm in a bad situation. So we see our own nature differently. Also other beings looking at us, they see our own nature, or they have different perceptions of ourselves. So what is our own nature then? Our own nature is equality, and this equality is just like a dream. To have this view is as well important for the Mahayana as it is for Vajrayana.
Tene te yendo nyamni je tsawa to tsowo de semre nga se tsam tsam rana hira ya po ye ba re pa ya po ye ba chu ma bu che ban da wo khe ban da wo do tsam tsa rang ke sem yang kare ya ma go ba ko ban da wo do do go ka ya ha ma go ban da wo Rang is him young Hamau. Tito. They gained the tennis him day. Jenna, you're by your mare, may by your mare, no boy your mare, no me your mare. Talk and they tell you, young Yampany, same genial, Yampany. Tan Yammy, you don't talk. Then I will listen to you.
The root of equality is our own mind. Sometimes it is that we are very bright and intelligent, that we study the Dharma and get a lot. But sometimes it is that we are just stupid. We don't understand anything. And we can't, as well, we cannot understand our own mind. So therefore, what is our nature? It is neither arisen, it is nothing existent, it is nothing non-existent, it is not matter and no matter, it's just equality. And this equality is which we have to realize, therefore we should think about it.
Tanda nam don turbale tokore, dudu no. Karresana.
In brief, the true nature of mind is equality. For to realize this equality, we have to get rid of our deluded thoughts.
Tene nyamni tenga tsola simkin kanga la malam yebisena, malam jiteng ni samutang na, pe ya fi de malam re nyamni to le lavondo, hako le lavondo, ngonsom de to ya ta. Nyamba ni ji nyamni te kale ka gure.
To understand equality, it is good to refer to dreams, because all sentient beings have dreams. Sentient kamche milam yore.
Yore yore.
All sentient.
Yopa la noisi duke. Milam yopa la noisi duke ya.
All sentient beings have dreams.
chetasa ni kokde tin samsa keja peso kno lam tan der kos tin do de keja keja peso kno ba
for she says that nothing speaks against that all sentient beings can have dreams. Also, sometimes if you watch a dog dreaming, sometimes sleeping, it sometimes just jumps up and barks as if there were a bad dream. So it was just my own doubt. So all sentient beings have dreams. Therefore, this dream is the best example to understand what equality is. If we take the dream as an example, it is easy to understand what equality is, but the direct realization of equality, or to put equality into practice, is much more difficult.
Namka yinla nga tsu sagongla ting yore, sagongla ting da wo meba re ta ting sang, ting da wo meba, shalo nubzang meba re, sagong de ting wo tang shalo lende pe nyamba nyere. Tene zam jikting sagong de le tene tumong do tutsu yo ma re, tutsu nimu yang re, semu yang re, simjin yi tu na. Tene tu te, tu nyamba nyere, nimtsin dan tundu cheba seya ma zam ling kye la. Tanda Nimore and Semore. Naso la two day Nimore, Nado de Mato, Yenda Semore. Tuni Yin Ting Yang, two young Yambanere, two Yambanere, Rendo. Then it in Sangda, Telepom, the Pexetas or Town, the Tani Ring La Chepa Mado, Tari Niring Yambany Bayang, Sarpoha Kodo, Do Tani Ring Yambanere. Then it linking Jikinja Kanje. Jarkapso, Danin, Jurvat, and Jopun, Jopos over though. This and that Danin Yang Yabanyere, Danin and Jubri, Nin Dal and Jubri. Tarto Kanga, Nin and Jurva Captaini, Sang Jeff Capri. Rava Kanga, Nin and Jurva Capri, Te Pardo, Tene, Tanjavas over it, Danin Yabanyere. Te Kanga Yabanyere. Then that would never remember.
We have many examples for equality.
Equality.
All sentient beings can experience the emptiness of space or the expanse of space. Within space, there is no end and there is no middle. Therefore, it is equality. Within this space, there's our globe, the world. Actually, this world doesn't have any above and below, or top, up and down, nor does it have any direction like north, east, west, and south. It is beyond all directions, therefore it is equality. Also, considering time on this globe, there is night and day at the same time. Therefore, we are beyond time also, and time is equality. Can we say that it is day now? We can say, dependent on our situation here, we have day, but there is at the same time night as well. Therefore, time is equality as well. Then we have telephones and fax, which makes that there is no difference between far and near anymore. So also destinations are equality. No, how you say? Distances are equality. Then within the different countries of the world, we see that enemies become friends and friends become enemies. Therefore, this also is equality. Ultimately, it might happen, or it will happen, that all of them become friends. That would be a state of Buddhahood. But now we see that the true nature of all of that is just equality. In this context, there is a quotation by Drumbu Heruka, which you can find in the text, which is called Mahamudra, Ocean of Definitive Meaning, which says, Samsara and Nirvana are equality, free of all mental fabrications. To engage or to apply effort in giving them up, giving samsara up, is just exhausting. Samsara and Nirvana are equality. Therefore, if you try to give up samsara, if you apply or use effort to abandon samsara, this is just a useless thing and it's just exhausting.
Then Drumbu Heruka ka ta la chen ba re, ta la che ba re. Chitang ma ta la che kun to ta da lang bu che da. Drumbu Heruka ta la chen ba re, ta tang ta nyam ba ni du du re du. Ta tang ta nyam ba ni du to ba, ta tang ta la che ba me pre. Sim jing yin da la ta xiong to kun to, ta xiong to kun to.
Drumbu Heruka was riding on a tiger. So, generally, people or the humans ride on horses or on elephants, but not on tigers. This is a sign that Drumbu Heruka realized the equality of tigers and horses.
Then, when the king was saying, "Then the king was saying, 'Then Drumbu Heruka is a bad guy.' Then Drumbu Heruka is a bad guy. What did he say?
When people go into the dark forest and find somebody riding on a tiger, they used to say this was an emanation of Drumbu Heruka, and they don't have any doubts. Maybe it can happen that some person has deep faith in the Lama. But they are very much afraid of the tiger, so they don't dare to go close to the Lama. The Lama di Tala Shungidu. Because the Lama is riding on the tiger. So they can't go to the Lama because they are afraid of the tiger.
The Malaysia la Duke Seneca Lagang Jingdo. Tini seneke mangbo dwe mangbo dok dwe tisu so jagama dok ke lan chui jina konsu neba seke maare neba maze na yan pen jika jina dok na su ngu man ke la kan baare dwe se dok dok traka dok rolang da wo cha na na su rolang da wo cha na ko neba sogama dok yin yin jika jina ten da wo ndombo her ta li kyo na ta ka neba sogama re yin yin pakya ka top jin jika jisi gini marabe
In Malaysia, there is one monastery, which is called the Snake Monastery. There they have very huge snakes. One says these snakes don't do anything. So what Rinpoche did when he was there, he was putting the snake around his neck, a very big one, like this. And he said, although he knew they wouldn't bite or wouldn't harm, he was afraid of them, so he changed into something like a zombie without moving, although he knew that they wouldn't harm. And the same thing could be with the tiger of Jumbo Haruka. The same thing could be with the tiger of Dombi Haruka. You know that the tiger wouldn't harm, but still due to your habitual tendencies, you develop fear for the tiger.
Ta tring ten de so ta nga so gom to so ja gomrem de tsa wa de nyam par jo so de tsa wa de non te so gom ge na.
We will stop here for today, and we will repeat these verses about the meditation on emptiness. We will recite them together and meditate about the meaning. Meditate. With superior knowledge concerning the absence of the meaning of the absence of a self, you analyze and you abide within equipoise in a state which is free of all mental fabrications. The base to analyze is the forms or appearances of non-conceptual Nampa mitok zukni sana
number moto pe zukni na to kya gore de la number moto pe zukni se
okay so maybe I just read. Once more from the beginning, according to the various systems, the main purpose of the Madhyamaka is to settle. The way to meditate is to analyze. The way to meditate is to analyze with discriminating awareness the meaning of non-self entity, and then to settle evenly in the freedom from conceptual elaboration. The base for investigation, the reflected images in the state of non-conceptualization, having fixated on their base of distinction, one acts, one's doubts, one cuts one's doubts about the marks of distinction.
Number moto bizungi sigete ta da me ba gon sem to ra jing ang ne ba kap so number ma to pa to ra jing ang ne ba kap so tene zungi na to ba kya ga yo ba le no number mato zungni sigino ten rao zungni na to pa char kap so te yang te la hirap de che te yang da me patin la pa te nyabar ya go yo bari
these reflected images in the state of non-conceptualization is when we once established the absence of a self and abide within a state of mind which is free of mental elaborations, then it is possible that reflected images just arise. Again, when these images arise, we should again use our intelligence and analyze and again establish these images to be without any truly existent self.
Tene pena durje tekwe lola tonzog lamek de goya yere. Tungorje lola yang joro yina toga kapso tonzog kyago yere tonzog lamek de gomtor madawa mambo tembare. Tene yindi kapso da meba gomba kapso yang sem tora jingang de ne yundu tene nambar mato bezungi yang tonzog kyago yore.
In Vajrayana, one has a similar practice where one uses empty forms to concentrate on, so-called empty forms. For example, in the Kalachakra practice, there we have the six branches of application, in which one also uses empty forms to focus or to concentrate on. One focuses on these empty forms and meditates. The same can happen here when you rest after you have established the absence of a truly existent self, when you rest within a mind free of all mental elaborations, that it is possible that such kind of empty forms or reflected images appear. A similar practice you can find in Mahati or Dzogchen, in the Tögal practice, where you also meditate focusing on empty forms like rainbows or little drops, light drops, and so on. You focus on these and meditate. So in this way, these practices are similar.
Tene tendra wo gomja pakap sa sem to da jingan le ne de tonzo char ba jumtin kar sa na jumtin de sem de ne lo wo sa yin bta de tene kun karma par ran song do ji samon na do le wo sa yin bta chu wo sa yin bta te tene tonzo chu la so ba char so song yer tonzo char ba te wo sa sem de ne lo wo sa yin bta de so ba
Kama pa rangjung do jegi?
Yin da yin rangjung do ti. Samba rangjung do ti. Samun na do le samba. Yin rik ta jin charwa tang se.
These kind of meditations are similar to each other. One focuses on empty forms and meditates like that. But what is the reason for that such reflected images or empty forms come up? It is said that these empty forms are a sign for that our true nature of mind is luminosity, clear light. It is expressly said by Karmapa Rangjung Dorje, the third one, in the text which is called The Profound Inner Meaning. There he speaks of 10 different types of empty forms, and all these empty forms are a sign for that our own true nature of mind is luminosity, clear light.
Chetan kanza ke dami ke pa kapso sem je ne lo wesa rin pa hi ge yomare jum chen kare se na dami le ni hi ma chi bu ngon ni wesa ri che na wesa la da da ta ba tan den bari ke ba yong si ge re ti se na wesa hi ge yomare yin ne yang
And
tanda kanga dorje tepa da dame pa nyambo zogdo tene nyambo nyambo chega.
Generally, while explaining the absence of a self in individuals, one wouldn't mention the clear light nature of our mind, because if one explains it already at that state, it might happen that one takes this clear light nature of our mind to be a truly existent self, or one just thinks that it is truly existent. Therefore, one doesn't talk about it at that stage. Only in the context of the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, in the context of the Vajrayana, and in the context of Mahamudra, one talks about this clear light nature of our mind. The same is when one explains the second turning, the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, which mainly focuses on emptiness. One doesn't mention the clear light nature of one's mind at that point, because one first has to gain a certainty of emptiness. Otherwise, one would think that this clear light nature of mind could be truly existent. Once one has finished gaining this certainty of emptiness, then it is okay to explain the clear light nature of mind. Citta Matra, the mind-only school, namely on an emptiness which is free of duality, says the nature of that which is apprehended is empty. Awareness, the awareness of it, similar to the sky. The apprehending, the knowing, its origination, abode, form, and so on, should be investigated. And although that is individually analyzed, similar to glowing fire, when rubbing wood, not being able to find them, they vanish into space without clinging one settles.
Gomchon de tambo zongwa mamit penam jor la kom tenen zemba yang mamit penam jor la kom nipa somba juzi di hirab yang mani pa mado pa tini ying su yarwa ngang di yon jo koyo.
The way how one meditates here is, first one meditates the yoga, which is not concentrating on the object which is apprehended or perceived. The second is the yoga which is not concentrating on the perceiver, the mind. The third step is that the superior knowledge which analyzes these is not to be found, it does not exist, it just dissolves into open expanse.
So
kama bete yinji be tsukye te yobe kol bete yinji kanyo te jya konsa top masonga tanda a type jya masonga competent to masonga aya
kol bete yinji kanyo mende kundo te yinji kanyo yinji jikta to me danyi Juni do be lodu de jorje, Munjole boku ye taji, Yela dojo songe taji, Tata tume toke taji, Yarbe kuson doje taji, So nedere ni modele, Sindele, Yeme konyan dele, Yimchen tato dele, Kunjo donje taji.